რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ჰოლანდიელი გამომძიებლების განცხადებით 2014 წელს ბოინგი ჩამოაგდო აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინიდან ნასრულმა რაკეტამ. ირანის პარლამენტმა მხარი დაუჭირა ბირთვულ შეთანხმებას. მოსკოვში წინასწარი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს ტერორიზმში ეჭვმიტანილებს. ჰოლანდიელი სპეციალისტების გუნდმა გამოაქვეყნა გამოძიების დასკვნა, რომელშიც ნათქვამია, რომ 2014 წლის 17 ივლისს მალაიზიის ავიახაზების კუთვნილი ბოინგი ჩამოაგდო ბუკის ტიპის ხმელეთ ჰაერის რაკეტამ, რომელიც აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინიდან იყო ნასროლი. გამომძიებელთა თქმით, თვითმფრინავის კატასტროფა გამოიწვია ქობინის დეტონაციამ პილოტების კაბინიდან ხელმარცხნივ. გამოძიების შემდეგი 13 ოქტომბერს ჰოლანდიაში გამოცხადდა. კატასტროფის შედეგად დაიღუპა ბორტზე მყოფი ყველა 298-ვე ადამიანი, მათი უმრავლესობა ჰოლანდიის მოქალაქე იყო. თვითმფრინავი ამსტერდამიდან კუალა-ლუმპურში მიფრინავდა. კატასტროფა მოხდა ინტენსიური ბრძოლის ფონზე უკრაინის ძალებსა და პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს შორის. ჰოლანდიელი გამომძიებლები დასცენენ, რომ თვითმფრინავის მარშრუტში საერთოდ არ უნდა ყოფილიყო ის ტერიტორია და უკრაინა საჰაერო სივრცე უნდა დაეკეტა სამოქალაქო ავიაციისთვის. არავის უფიქრია საფრთხეზეო აცხადებენ გამომძიებლები. შედეგი საჯაროდ გამოცხადებამდე ის დაღუპულთა ოჯახებს შეატყობინეს. მათ უთხრეს, რომ თვითმფრინავში მყოფი ადამიანებისთვის სიკვდილი სავარაუდოდ მყისიერად დადგა. კატასტროფის შემდეგ კიევი და დასავლეთი სეპარატისტებს ადანაშაულებდნენ, თუმცა მოსკოვი და რუსეთის სახელმწიფო მფლობელობაში მყოფი იარაღის მწარმოებელი კომპანია ალმაზ ანტაი ბრალდებას უარყოფენ და აცხადებენ, რომ თვითმფრინავი სავარაუდოდ იმსხვერპლა ბუკის ტიპის რაკეტამ, რომელიც კიევის მიერ იყო ნასროლი. ირანის ოფიციალური საინფორმაციო სააგენტო ირნა იუწყება, რომ ქვეყნის პარლამენტმა მხარი დაუჭირა მთავრობას, რათა მან სისრულეში მოიყვანოს მსოფლიოს წამყვან ქვეყნებთან მიღწეული ბირთვული შეთანხმება. თუმცა კანონპროექტის დამტკიცებისას ირანელმა პარლამენტარებმა აღნიშნეს, რომ საერთაშორისო ექსპერტებისთვის მხოლოდ შეზღუდულად იქნება ხელმისაწვდომი ირანის სამხედრო ობიექტების შემოწმების მიზნით. შეთანხმება ივლისში გაფორმდა და ითვალისწინებს ირანისთვის დაწესებული სანქციების ეტაპობრივ მოხსნას თეირანის მხრიდან ბირთვული პროგრამის შეზღუდვის სანაცვლოდ. კანონპროექტი პირველი მოსმენით 11 ოქტომბერს მიიღეს. ახლა ის სასულიერო ორგანოს გაეგზავნება საბოლოო დასტურისთვის და ამის შემდეგ უკვე კანონად იქცევა. მოსკოვში სასამართლომ წინასწარი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯა ორს იმ რამდენიმე პირიდან, რომლებიც დედაქალაქში ტერორისტული აქტის დაგეგმვაში არიან ეჭვმიტანილები. სასამართლოს გადაწყვეტილებით ჩეჩენი მამაკაცები ასლან ბაისულთანოვი და ალმან აშაევი სულმცირე 12 დეკემბრამდე დარჩებიან წინასწარ პატიმრობაში. როგორც რუსეთის უშიშროების ფედერალური სამსახურის უფროსმა ალექსანდრ ბორტნიკოვმა 13 ოქტომბერს განაცხადა, ბაისულთანოვი და აშაევი რუსეთის იმ 12 მოქალაქეს შორის არიან, რომლებიც მოსკოვში 11 ოქტომბერს დააკავეს. ბორტნიკოვის თქმით, ბაისულთანოვი რუსეთში სირიიდან ჩავიდა საიმისოდ, რომ მოსკოვში ტერორისტული აქტი მოეწყო. ბორტნიკოვი აცხადებს, რომ ყველა დაკავებული ახლო აღმოსავლეთში მოქმედი ჯგუფის ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წევრი და მხარდამჭერია. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმერ პუტინმა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მიერ რუსეთში ტერაქტების მოწყობის საფრთხე დაასახელა არგუმენტად, რათა დაეცვა კრემლის გადაწყვეტილება სირიაში საჰაერო დარტყმების განხორციელების თაობაზე. საქართველოს შეიარაღებული ძალების გენერალი ვლადიმერ ჩაჩებაია, რომელიც გაერთიანებული ერების ორგანიზაციის სამხმარე მისიაში უფროსი მრჩევლის პოსტზე დაინიშნა, რადიო თავისუფლებასთან საუბარში აცხადებს, რომ მისი კანდიდატურის შერჩევაში მხედრული ბიოგრაფიის გარდა საქართველოს არმიის მიერ საერთაშორისო სამხედრო მისიებში მიღებულმა გამოცდილებამ და ქვეყნის მთავრობის მიერ გაეროს სამხედრო მისიებში მონაწილეობის თაობაზე ახლახან მიღებულმა გადაწყვეტილებამ ითამაშა მნიშვნელოვანი როლი. რაც ეხება გაეროს სამხმარე მისიას, გენერალ ჩაჩებაიას განცხადებით, ეს არის ჰუმანიტარულ ამოცანებზე ორიენტირებული მისია, რომელიც ავღანეთის სავდაცვის სამინისტროს ხელმძღვანელობასთან და ნატოს სარდლობასთან კოორდინაციაში მოქმედებს.
ძირითადში დამხმარე მისია ავღანეთში ეს არის უბრალოდ ჰუმანიტარული ამოცანებზე ორიენტირებული მისია, რომლის მთავარი ამოცანა არის, რომ ავღანეთის მთავრობას და მის ხელმძღვანელობას მაქსიმალურ უპირობას შეუქმნან იმისთვის, რომ მათ მომავალში დამოუკიდებლად მართონ თავიანთი ქვეყანა შეხვნან ეს თვითდაჯერების მომენტი.
უთხრა ვლადიმერ ჩაჩებაიამ რადიო თავისუფლებას. 12 ოქტომბერს გამძაფრდა ბრძოლა ავღანეთის აღმოსავლეთში. თალიბანის მეამბოხეები გეგმავდნენ კიდევ ერთი პროვინციული დედაქალაქის აღებას ორკვირაში მას შემდეგ, რაც მათ დროებით დაიკავეს ქალაქი ყუნდუზი. ამჯერად მათი სამიზნე იყო ქალაქი ღაზნი, რომელიც ქაბულიდან 130 კილომეტრის მოშორებით მდებარეობს. თალიბანის შეტევა ავღანეთის ძალებმა მოიგერიეს, თუმცა საკუთრივ თალიბანის ამ შეტევამ გაზარდა შიში, რომ ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფი პოზიციებს აძლიერებს და მისი გავლენა სცდება ქვეყნის სამხრეთის სოფლებს. ბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. რადიო თავისუფლება განაგრძობს მაუწყებლობას.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey there, welcome to Tuesday. Border Crossings live from Studio 4 here in downtown Washington, D.C. And today, in our studios, they're back at it with a brand new album, their first in about 6 years' time. Collective Soul are here on Border Crossings, so hang around. Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. They're on tour for a brand new album. It's been 6 years in the making. We'd like to welcome to Washington, D.C., and to our studios today, Collective Soul. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
It's Ed and Jess.
Correct.
You are part of the Collective Soul.
Two-fifths of it.
And the rest of the guys are chilling right now.
They are sleeping souls.
How long has the tour been going on?
Second week. Yeah, you caught us at a good time, man. We're not tired. We're not grumpy. We actually like each other still. So it's a good time.
Well, you guys have been together, I guess, 19 years now, getting ready for your 20th year together.
Yeah, longer than that, kind of. Well, my brother's in the band, so we've been together for life.
Wow. And what made you decide you wanted to put this group together? I mean, you started the group, Ed, right?
Yeah. Became kind of an accident. We the first CD that came out, Hints, was a batch of demos made over a five-year period. All of a sudden, I was trying to get a publishing deal, so I didn't know. I would just send it to everybody, radio stations, anybody that would hopefully listen. And all of a sudden, it started getting traction, song Shine. And before we knew it, we had a hit, and we were still kind of just sitting in a basement, not knowing what was going on, and kind of exploded from there.
And you've been in a number of different bands. Everybody in the group's kind of experimented, tried out other things. When you first started, you, what was it, the Eddie E Band?
Yeah, that was bad hair days, different color hair, long hair, and a lot of keyboards.
And you're making rock music. Growing up with the parents who were ministers.
Correct.
I mean, were they on board for this?
They were very much a part of it. You know, I grew up in a house full of love and full of music. It was the coolest place to grow up, you know. Of course, you know, when you're young, you wish you had Michael Jackson's childhood, and then you find out Michael Jackson actually wish he had your childhood.
Right.
So it's your childhood, you know. As long as there was music and love, it was cool.
Man, why 6 years to make this new album? Why did you wait so long?
Well, we tried about 3 years ago, and it just wasn't coming together. We needed some time off, really, you know. And like I said, we're all friends, and Jesse joined the band, and it was just good for us to get out and not think about Collective Soul every second of the day. And it was good for us to go out and experiment with different types of music. We started a band called Sweet Tea Project. Dean started Magnets and Ghost. So it's just really refreshing to go out, and it actually gave us time to go to realize what we had accomplished, feel good about it, feel blessed, and come back and say, let's go, let's kick it. Mm-hmm. We won the lottery. Let's keep going.
That's right. You mentioned in an interview, this is like a second wind.
It really is. And when we kind of broke apart, we just knew there was just tension, and it was just the right thing to do. We didn't want to break up. You can't break up from your brother. He's in the band. So, you know, mom would come have a talk with Ed if that was going on. So it was just a necessary break, and it worked out good.
And so now you have your, what is it, I believe the ninth album.
Ninth studio, yeah.
Ninth album. This is the first one with Vanguard, new label?
Correct.
So congratulations on the new label.
Thank you.
I mean, they're good people over there, Daniel.
Yeah, they are.
And so why did you pick Continuing?
Because we wanted to go back to where we started. When we came back, we started listening to old live recordings of us in the mid-90s, and mm-hmm. you could actually hear the urgency, the fun, the just all of the above what we started being a rock band for. And then we decided, let's go back to that attitude. You know, let's turn the guitars up. Let's have fun.
Mm. And so the fans are, I mean, you must be getting some new fans, bringing some of the old fans back.
Yeah, you always hope you get new fans, but we just wanted to be true what Collective Soul was. We're a rock and roll band, and we make no apologies for it. Mm-hmm. So if the true fans of Collective Soul, they'll love this record, and if you're not a fan of Collective Soul, you should be.
Become one. Well, they probably will at the end of this interview.
Yeah, I like that.
Ed and Jess, Collective Soul, in our studios. You guys do something for us live? What's this one called?
December.
December. All right, great song.
Watching the water from my hands, contagious as you think I am. Tell my son, touch your domain, your cup runneth over again. Don't scream about, don't speak aloud. Turn your head now, baby, just spin me out. Just put me out. Don't worry about it.
Collective Soul. Woo, sounding great.
Nice, dude.
Seven number one hits. Seven number one rock chart hits.
Yeah.
And you don't want to live on the past. You want to do something different,
new. No, you love the past because we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the past. We have more to offer.
More to offer. Is it hard? I mean, coming in after 6 years, creating an album, saying, gosh, we've got a reputation to uphold here. We've got to create some big hits now. Or do you not feel that pressure?
No,
anymore?
We never felt that. We never got caught up in that. And I'm grateful for that because I think that would drive you crazy. We just come in and if we like it, that's the start. We can't expect anybody else to like it if we don't like it. So it starts with us, and we go, yeah, that's cool. Let's go. Mm.
And you have a different producer this time. I know Dosage was produced by Anthony Resta, who works with Duran Duran. But this is the guy that you're working with now. It's different. It's a harder rock sound.
I've produced them all.
You produced them all.
Yeah, Anthony didn't do Dosage. He did the blips and bloops and. Bloop. He did co-produce Blender with me.
Right.
But, yeah, I've always been the producer. Had people help.
Because it's interesting is when you see the producers who you've worked with that come from a certain sound.
Right. And we love that about Anthony because when we did Dosage, when we first started working with him, he was the programmer. And he had just finished the Duran Duran thing. And I was like, yeah, I want some playful stuff on top of this. And he's great. He's a mad scientist. He don't even know what he's doing. Stuff start blowing up and things. I'm like... He actually played drums on one track on a Dosage, and he was in there getting into it so much, he actually fell off the drum stool doing a little roll. Right. Yeah, it was and you could hear him hum. Gone. Where'd Anthony go?
What's the vibe you're looking for with the new album?
It was more raw, just band, getting back to playing as a band, play live, kind of, you know, try to cut as much of it live as you possibly can. And that was it. And enjoying it, have fun again. You know, taking that break, it really helped us come back with a different attitude. Like, once again, this is fun. The reason we started this because, you know, we wanted to have fun, we didn't want a job, and we wanted chicks. Not necessarily in that order.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you got them all.
I did. Working on my second chick.
I love your honesty because a lot of guys in music won't admit, you know, it's about the girls. Ultimately, it always goes back to the girls.
I mean, the first time we played, I remember it was 1988, 89, we put the band together because the drummer at the time, his parents left the house and were like, let's have a party and get some chicks. There you go.
Well, you guys have been doing it a long time and very successful and well accomplished. You're in, I think, the Georgia Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was a big honor for us. You know, we pride ourselves being from Georgia. We stayed in Georgia. Jesse moved to Nashville and Dean moved to Venice, but we still consider ourselves we're based in Georgia.
Sure, sure.
So it's such a great musical history there to just be mentioned with some of those names from Allman Brothers to... You know, Ray Charles. I mean, it just goes on. James Brown. It goes on and on. And you're like, and then there we are.
That's right.
Thank you.
I know that VH1 had put your, you know, music in the 100 greatest rock songs of all time.
100. Oh, cool.
So, I mean, you guys have been very well respected in the industry for
that's cool. I didn't know that. That's very nice of them. Thank you, VH1.
And then, 2007, Hollywood was the American Idol theme song?
Yeah. That was fun to watch because I'd never seen it before, and my wife was like, I think you might want to watch it tonight. You know, you're usually busy on the road. Very rarely do we watch TV. If we do, it's sports. I was like, oh, my gosh, they're playing our song.
Every week.
Every week.
Ka-ching.
You hope.
And I know that this album, you've got some music that's quite personal to you. There was a song on the album written about a friend going through tough times.
Yeah. We can laugh about it now, but when we were backstage somewhere, I think El Paso, and our buddy came out, and I just started noodling, and I was like, I like this, and then the chorus kind of came quickly. It was called Exposed, and I was like, I know where this is going, but I really don't want to write about that with me. And looked at Mark, and I was like, can I write this about you? And he goes, go for it. I was like, it may get personal. He goes, I don't care. I was like, okay.
Well, that's kind of
so
nice.
We played it for him. When we finished it, I sent it to him. I was like, if you don't like the lyrics, man, I'll change it. And he's like, no, I like it, but let's change the title. And I was like, Mark, I'm not changing the title to what you just suggested. That's not going to happen, buddy. That is not going to happen.
Now, I've noticed a lot of your songs are one-word song titles.
It didn't start off that way on this one. I don't know if you remember Dean getting on to me. I had some long titles. He's like, dude, what happened to the one-word titles? I'm like, all right. So there you go.
Because the album's certainly not one word. It's a mouthful.
No. I don't know why that happens. Publicly schooled in the state of Georgia. I don't know. Don't have a big vocabulary. Can't put sentences together. I don't know.
You did go to the Berklee School of Music.
Not very long. No. I trick people on that one now. I was only there a half year. I'm waiting for my honorary degree for being there for 4 or 5 months, however long it was. Everybody else gets an honorary degree. A couple of them didn't even go. They just signed up and never went. I'll tell you who later.
Ed and Jess are here. It's Collective Soul. They're live on Border Crossing. See what you started by continuing. The name of the new album. We're going to ask if you guys would do another song.
Yeah, let's do one. Do a world.
Conscience shown as the sweet breeze blow, as all kindness gone, hope still lingers on. I drink myself a newfound pity, sitting alone in New York City, and I don't know. Are we listening to hymns of offering? We eyes to see, love is gathering. And all the words that I've been reading, I've now started the act of bleeding into one. So I walk on high and I step to the world below, and
Collective Soul, live here in D.C. and on the road just for the past couple of weeks. How long is the tour going? I guess these are tours that go forever.
But... yeah, I think we finish up December 14th, 15th, 16th is the last show.
And internationally, traveling around
South America, I think, where are we going? Argentina, Chile.
Ecuador,
and Peru.
Fantastic. We're broadcasting there right now. So,
hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Come see us. Bring it.
Bring it. And so you wanted to say hello to the military. I know you've got something that you're
No, I, you know, we just finished. Jesse and I have this other band called Sweet Tea Project, and it was we wrote this song. It was a military song. And then we're spokesmen with Golden Corral that they had their military appreciation day, and they were kind enough to ask us, and it's us and Gary Sinise, and they one day a year they serve free meals to active and, you know, inactive military, anybody that's been in the military. So it was just kind of cool to just let them know we appreciate everything they do. And we did this video, which I need to bring that. I got to get that going on the website. The Golden Corral did it just for their conference, and we were like, whoa, that's cool. We actually sound and look cool, and it has a great meaning, and just thankful for them.
Any plans to perform for the military? Or
we are, yeah. That'll be next year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we enjoy doing that in the past. We've loved it, and it's been one of those learning experiences because, you know, until you're out there, you don't realize. Sometimes you get so caught up seeing things on news that you see the older gentlemen, the speakers that tell you what's going on, and you forget these are kids out there doing the footwork, and it was just an eye-opening experience. I'll never forget, we landed, and we're like, man, we love this country more, and we love those people for allowing us to be goofballs, you know, to, you know, A, not have a real job, have fun, and get chicks.
Well, you make it sound
easy. Once again, not in that order. But
no, it's not that easy, and I know you've been working very hard at it for a very long time. What kind of advice would you give somebody who wants to get into the business now, something that you didn't know that you've learned in the 20-plus years that you've been doing this?
Immediately get an attorney. It's really? Music business for a reason. There's the word business at the end of it. So, you know, it's your dreams, and sometimes you get so excitable that you forget there is a business. So kind of learned our lesson the hard way. So I would do that. And then I would get out and play. I'm still a fan of live music. I know Jesse is, too, living in Nashville. You know, I know YouTube helps, and there's a lot of YouTube stars and things like that. But to me, still the core of it and the vibe and the feel is live music. Mm-hmm. I just love that part of it.
And you did something kind of unique. You did something with the symphony orchestra back home.
10 years ago, we were, you know, they were cutting budgets on music programs in schools, and we wanted to, and once again, it's Atlanta, it's our home, so we wanted to try to give back, and we did two nights with a youth orchestra, and it was unbelievable. These kids, 14 to 17 years old, we had 2 hours to rehearse with them. We didn't even do the whole show, which they had their part. We were the ones that were like, you know, hey, we got to follow strict guidelines. They nailed it. It was so just such a wonderful time, and it's still fun. We'll be in restaurants. I know you've been to, we'll go, and there's some guy that's manager of a restaurant or something. He's like, dude, I played that night, and it was just, you know, it's just fun to watch kids love music.
Wow. And you created a live DVD from it and CD.
Yeah, and it was an expensive DVD, but it's nice.
Well, your music has been featured in different TV shows, and you were involved with, I think, Special K cereal. You had a song in a TV ad.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. I mean, that's a fun part of the business.
It was. Actually, we went to Chicago to the ad agency there. We were independent, and I was like, hey, let's go to – I'm not afraid for our song, as long as it's something we feel comfortable with, you know. I sat there with acoustic guitar with this ad agency, and they were like, well, how do we get those songs? I was like, I own them. Where do you take them? What do you want? By the way, that goes for anybody out there still. We still own our songs. Give Ed a call at 404.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Ashvididot.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Harurioti F. Chors.
Ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
Ամենօր Թբილիսիի ժամանակով 22:05-ից մինչև 22:30-ը ձեզ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը։
Լսեք մեզ 104 հաճախականությամբ։
Մինչ մինետ ყოველ დღე FM Ashvidida Otri Radio Tavisupleba.
Where they're gonna lead me to? I still have wishes. haven't come true. Well, I toss and I turn, what this life it can give. Yeah, I toss and I turn, how this life I should live. Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer? It's leaving my sight. I'm gonna circle back to see what I can find. Let the sky rain down on me. All I should know. Let the sky rain down on me. Wisdom to grow. Are you the answer to all I need? Are you the answer? The answer for me. Are you the answer? Are you the answer? Are you the answer?
Brand new music from Collective Soul. The album is called See What You Started By Continuing. The 6 years break, so you must have had a lot of songs to pick from for the for
had
the album.
Quite a few, and then, you know, like I said, Jesse and I started another band, Dean started the band, but there was a lot to choose from, so it won't be 6 years before the next one. We're ready to go on the next one now.
Well, that's exciting news, and this album just came out. You're already thinking about the next one.
Yeah, you know.
So you're a Bob Dylan fan, I believe. You recorded a bunch of Bob Dylan music,
we
too.
Did. We did. Sweet Tea Project did the Amnesty. Mm-hmm. Amnesty record. We covered Shelter from the Storm, which was fun. I think we were doing some shows.
You know, all seven verses? Eight?
12.
12?
There's 12 verses.
A lot.
Wow.
I cannot remember. I mean, I was having one sheet of verse, and I was like, all right, give me a breath. Go to the second verse, second sheet of paper. Bob can write some words now.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard Collective Soul on the radio?
Memphis, Tennessee. Because our manager said, you get this weekend. After that, you're mine. Because the record had already charted, and I was like, oh, it's cool. And I said, I've never been to Memphis. I want to go see Elvis. And the girl I was dating at the time, true story, we're flying there. Great attorney while she was dating me at the time. I have no idea. And we're flying. And she goes, she asked me to marry her on the way there. I was like, okay, cool. You know, it's like, I guess that's the next step in life. Whatever. Land, got the rent car, turned it on, and there's Shine. I'm like, man, things are just going great right now.
Yeah. Something in the air, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ed and Jess have been our guests here on the Border Crossings today. Collective Soul out on the road, promoting the brand new album. Continued success to you guys. Where can people go to get the album aside from the obvious Amazon, iTunes? Is your website, is it available there?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Walmart, all the
all right,
Wheeler and dealers, whatever.
What's your website?
CollectiveSoul.com.
CollectiveSoul.com. Are you on Facebook and all the other stuff?
We're on all of it. I'm going to try to do Periscope tonight, see how that goes.
Oh, cool.
See how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming on the
thank
show.
Thank you for having us.
It's Collective Soul. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
It's Border Crossings on VOA1.
Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're overprotective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep reaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, when you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean?
I wanna know.
Oh, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time. What do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Border Crossings, and that's Justin Bieber off of his upcoming new album, November 13th. That's the drop date, and that is What Do You Mean? A request from Japhet Love in Ethiopia. We started off with a request from Tade Getachew. Tune in to Shegger FM 102.1, Beyonce here on Border Crossings, Single Ladies. And I want to thank Collective Soul again for coming on the show and joining us. The new album is called See What You Started by Continuing. Get a copy. It's a great album. Really love the sound, and thanks, guys, for coming in and joining us. This is early in the morning for a rock and roll band on tour, but we appreciate Ed and Jess coming by. This is Border Crossings. We have about 18 minutes left in the show. Ian in the UK says that's life, and he wants Frank Sinatra on Border Crossings.
That's life.
That's life.
What all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing.
quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space
Crossings, heal the world, make it a better place. Michael Jackson, his message to the world. That is a request from Amara, who is in Ethiopia listening to the show today. And I thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That is our studio phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, just like Rosa. Rosa is a brand new listener and checked in on Facebook, so thank you, Rosa. Edward David Wilson, Henoch Shukuru, Lionel Hakizimana, Scopio November, Yitbarek Balete, Letitia Ishimwe, all tuned in. Let's see, who else do we have here on the weekend? They checked in. Chris Brooke Seleshi, Lidiu Johannes, Amali Wesnija, Jean Villaflor, Mishral, Festus, Sedi, thank you all for tuning in to Border Crossing. So happy to have you. Also got a message from a new listener in Libya who's tuned in to our VOA in Misrata broadcast at 91.1 FM. So thank you, everybody, for joining us around the world. Up next, we've got a request for Christina Aguilera fans. This is a request from Raymond Alaramene, and he wrote in to say that he's a new listener and wants to hear a beautiful song from a beautiful singer, Christina Aguilera, who has announced that she is returning to The Voice. Apparently, Gwen Stefani's going to leave The Voice again and focus on her music career, so Christina Aguilera is coming back next season. This is beautiful. For Raymond on Border Crossings.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველდღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველდღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radio tavisupleba.gr.